Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Tuesday, July the 19th, 2011. The Spanish ship, the Guernica, part of the second Freedom Flotilla that has remained at Port Kolymyavi for 2 weeks, has finally been authorised by Greek authorities to set sail back to Spain, but is not authorised to set sail to Gaza. Public endorsements from Norway and Syria are the most recent gains in the Palestinian pursuit of statehood recognition through the UN. Israel claims that lobbying efforts are slowing its momentum. On Tuesday morning, Israeli Navy gunboats surrounded the French ship Dignité while on its way to deliver humanitarian aid and medical supplies to the besieged and impoverished Gaza Strip. The ship reached 50 miles away from the Gaza shore when it was intercepted by the Navy, who demanded all passengers should stand in clear view so that they can be seen by soldiers. The ship was later stopped and boarded by the Israeli armed forces. No clashes were reported. Last year, 9 activists were killed on the Turkish Mavi Marmara boat on a similar mission. The Israeli daily Haaretz reported on Tuesday that American President Barack Obama is demanding that Turkey should end the crisis in its relations with Israel in order to avoid any further deterioration in relations between the two countries. Turkish officials responded by reiterating their demands regarding an official apology from Tel Aviv, as well as compensation to the families of those Turkish victims who were killed or injured when the Israeli Navy attacked the Mavi Marmara last year. Israeli settlers from the Havat Maon settlement allegedly attacked international observers in the Meshakna Valley near Hebron late on Monday. One member of the Christian Peacemaker team and 2 members of Operation Dove were attacked with clubs and stones. This is the 5th case of such violence by the settlers from Havat Maon in 30 days, according to the CPT. This rounds up our main news for today. Please join us again tomorrow for a summary of important events in the Palestinian territories. You have been listening to Palestine Today, International Middle East Media Center. For updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Khassis and me, David Steele.